Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The Middle East nation of Iran has stepped up its crackdown on Christians. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard has stepped up its campaign on Christians in its nation, and Iranian Christians are in a dire situation, concerned that this militant Muslim army will close down their churches and even imprison or kill the Christians living in this Islamic Republic. In Iran, the death penalty is imposed on those who convert from Islam to Christianity, and those who embrace Christianity are targeted for persecution and even death. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The crackdown on Christians in Iran, and in fact across the entire Middle East, is only the tip of the iceberg as it relates to believers in Christ being persecuted in the last days, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There have been a number of reports coming out of the Middle East that there has been an increase in the attacks on churches and Christians in this region of the world. A high-ranking Muslim cleric in Saudi Arabia recently issued a fatwa calling for Muslims to attack all churches, kill Christians, and in fact, rid the Middle East of Christianity. Now the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the militia of the Supreme Council of Iran, has increased their persecution of Iranian Christians and the closing down of churches in Iran. The biblical book of Revelation, written by the Apostle John, records prophecies of the martyrdom of believers in Christ during the 7 years of great judgment on the earth called the tribulation, when Satan and his evil angels are thrown out of heaven, Revelation chapter 12, the devil will try to eliminate all of those who stand for Jesus Christ. At the end of the tribulation, these believers who have been beheaded will be resurrected to enter the kingdom and to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. That's Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. In addition, Jews who believe in Jesus Christ will be the focus of satanic persecution as well during that period of time, referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble. And that's Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 to 17. Iranian persecution of Christians is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...